news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage. Everybody, hello, Rage.
God damn, it's Mania Week.
It is. We have arrived. It is here. It is time. Woo! Let me ask you a question real quick. I did not see all of, hardly any of Raw. I think I saw maybe the last couple of moments just because I wanted to see how this go-home part of it would be, and I have my comments about that, but let's hear what you had to, what you thought about it, the closing moments of Raw.
Thought it was, well, from what I saw a tug of war between Reigns and Lesnar with a belt, and, you know, I switched the TV for something, and then right when I came back to it, it looked like a tug of war. But it was like, so I turned the channel a little bit to check on the games, and then I came right back, not even like a minute later, and then the show was over. So I'm like, so that's how they ended Raw? They ended Raw with a little, like, tug-of-war match with the belt? Like, that's dull. I expected some sort of an ass-whooping. I just expected something a little bit better, but that was just a very stale way to end your go-home show before Mania.
Okay, a couple of things. I don't think Brock hasn't been on SmackDown since he's been back, right? They've kept him for Raw.
I think you're right.
And I don't know how many dates he has on his current contract. It's a possibility he could show up on SmackDown. That would be interesting, but I don't think they would use him for that. But I want to say that a couple of things. Number one is that the promo leading up to I'm kind of glad they didn't touch. Okay, leave that for WrestleMania. That's fine. I understand what they're doing. They want you to pay for certain things. They want you to pay for, you know, to see The Undertaker. They want you to pay for them two to put their hands on each other, Lesnar and Reigns or whatever. That's fine, okay, that they don't touch. I'm okay with that. Heyman came out, and this dude is working every single week. He's working to sell this match, you know, to get people to want to see it. Brock Lesnar came out already looking like he don't give a fuck. I mean, he ain't shit.
He just sat there.
Yo, he like he ain't give an iota. Roman Reigns comes out. He snatches the world championship. He snatches it, and Brock Lesnar stands there and giggles at him. And it looked like Brock's like, give me back my belt. And that's how it was. They just sit there, like, trying to.
If that didn't tell you, I think that exchange pretty much told me everything I need to know about what's going to happen after Mania.
It wasn't even a fucking exchange. It was a
challenge. It wasn't an exchange. It wasn't. It was like a fucking, you know, fucking fourth grade back and forth on the playground sort of shit. But
if that was supposed to sell Mania, if that was supposed to sell that match, if that was the last image they wanted to leave in people's minds, I'm wondering if they've gotten the mentality that, and it's partially true. It is partially true. There are some people that are going to get WrestleMania just because. It's kind of like the Super Bowl. There may be groups of somebody like yourself, maybe like your team's not in, you know, you're still going to watch a Super Bowl. Maybe you may be like, you know, maybe you aren't. And some people, there's some people that are going to go. Anytime you can sell WrestleMania tickets and not even know who's going to be in those matches, I mean, maybe they feel that way. I mean, they don't care about pay-per-view buys. I mean, how do they measure. We still don't know how they measure who's going to be watching this event, or if they even going to release that information, or how it's going to work out. Yeah. But that had to be one of the worst. I mean, that was, what was that?
That was weak.
What was that? That was hard. You got two brawlers, two big dudes, and to do that,
that was weak. Extremely weak. That told me everything that I need. Here's the thing. I don't have a ton of interest for Mania, but my interest is mostly on the outcome of Lesnar and Reigns. And I think, I don't know if I can say that for everybody else, but that's what I'm mostly paying attention to, because you have a situation where we're talking about Lesnar could be phoning this match in. He could be leaving the WWE to go to the UFC. He could be taking the belt with him. You know, this whole, you know, people not really supporting Reigns and all the boos that he's probably going to get if he wins, which we probably know he will. Like, the outcome is just so much more anticipated than the entire show, really. That's what I'm looking forward to the most, is the outcome. I'm more looking forward to the Raw after Mania.
I can't tell you what I'm looking forward to be honest with you. I'm just kind of going with it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I don't know how involved I'll be in watching it, but I'm going to watch it, and there are matches that I really don't care to see, that I just don't care about. And I'm not knocking. You got to be careful when you say some things, because some people read it the way they want. For example, I could care less about an Undertaker and Bray Wyatt match. I could care less about that match. It's just, if there's anything for me to care about it for, it would be their performance in the ring. You know, as far as like just based off of the wrestling, how they pull it off. But I'm really not looking forward to that. Maybe an Undertaker or Bray fan would be. I just don't care. I'm interested in seeing that ladder match. I am.
That ladder match, I think that ladder match could be good. I feel like they've thrown the entire locker room into this WrestleMania. They've thrown the entire locker room into this WrestleMania.
Well, they, like I said, they trying their best. Well, with that one match, that main event, they trying their best to sell it. How about Paul Heyman? How about, what did he say? That Brock Lesnar gave Roman Reigns, no, Brock Lesnar gave John Cena a prison beatdown.
That was funny. That was some funny ass shit.
Yo, but Brock already looked like he don't give a damn. You know what his face looked like? Like he did when they showed pictures of Brock hunting out in the... That's what he looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Exactly. But anyway, I mean, it's a lot that's going on, and you know, I was just looking up some stuff that, wow, that's going on. Oh, I see Ric Flair is supposed to come to MCW, so I'm like, the Crypt Keeper's coming to town. Ooh, whatever. I ain't got time to see. Couple other things. I guess we should get what you been up to.
Man, it's been a slow week. So I had my interview at Chipotle.
Yeah.
And I thought it went well. And the thing that really, you know, turned me off about Chipotle was they said that it would get back to me in 48 hours, right? So I get home. By the way, this interview was over at 10 o'clock in the morning. I get home. 2 hours later, I get an interview. I didn't get the job. I was like, wow, that is fucked up.
You didn't get it?
I didn't get it. That was fucked up. No, see, look, I'm not upset that I didn't get it. I'm not upset about that. I'm upset about the way I was responded to. Because it's like, okay, you waited 2 hours after the interview to tell me that I didn't get it. You could have at least did it a little bit more nicer and waited that 48 hours to tell me I didn't get it. That just told me I fucking bombed my interview when I don't think I did.
You going about this all right. You know what? Yeah, you need to stop fooling around with these places. You know you ain't going back there to cook. You know you want to be an individual and be yourself, et cetera, and doing all this stuff. Why? I told you already that you're going to be back there cutting up stuff and doing all that. You were like, I hope they don't plan to put me back there because I ain't going to cook. You need to just take your ass to Hot Topic where you fit in and call it a day. I'm serious. That's what you need to do.
I've been trying to get a job at Hot Topic. They're so like,
you know what? I wouldn't even send you to Hot Topic. I would send you to Spencer's. Right?
I love Spencer's.
Go to Spencer's.
I fucking love Spencer's. It's funny you brought up Spencer's, but like I'm having a little bit of an issue with the Spencer's that's at Livingston Mall. Because the last time I was there, I went there with like a couple of like friends of mine, and we were racially profiled at Spencer's.
What the hell? You gonna steal out of there? What you gonna steal out of there?
Some I didn't t-shirt. Steal anything.
That's what I'm saying.
This is what happened, right? So me, a girl, and another dude, right? We go into the Spencer's, right? And we started messing about with everything that was in there. I had one of those like sex like whips or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like every now and then I was just hitting the girl's ass with the whip. It was funny. But we were just walking around just like seeing what they had, playing with a little bit of the stuff they had all the way in the back, because you know what's in the back of the store, right? So next thing you know, we get to the like jewelry part of the store, which is like to the left on the wall. And we were in there for quite a while. We were in there for like 45 minutes. And next thing you know, this big sort of, what's the mom's name from Honey Boo Boo? Yeah, she looked a lot like her.
That one looks like Crank. That looks like the thing that Crank would walk around in.
Yeah,
that's the mother. She looks like the thing that
she looks
Crank.
Like her. She looks like him. Exactly. So she came up to us. She was like, "Are you gonna buy something or not? Because I think you're stealing something. I think you have something in your pocket, but I'm not sure. Are you gonna buy something or not?"
Whoa, wait a minute. Poda, stop it right there. Stop it right there. Wait a minute. Hold up. This is the type of shit right here.
This woman was white, by the way.
I need you to be honest. Is that what she said verbatim, or are you just like adding to it, trying to...
That's exactly what she said. You can ask anybody that was there.
Hold on. Wait a minute, your mic cut out. So you ain't talking with this lady gonna tell you, I think you're stealing something. I'm not sure, but I think you are. And she was gonna put you out based off of her assumption? Oh my gosh. Wait a minute, you said you were in there range for 45 minutes. So I just got a message. You hung out in the store the size of a bathroom for 45 minutes. Rage. Fix your fucking mic. Shit. I got time for this.
Hold on a second. Because now I'm going to break the fourth wall.
Wait a minute. Stop. First off is this. You need to handle your technical difficulties.
Right? I know. I'm trying.
I'm trying to behave myself this week. I'm trying to... Simple. I need you to fix that, okay? All this cutting it out. It's gotta cease. You gotta fix
it. I know. I'm doing something about it. Just give me some time.
I need you to do. All right.
Okay.
All right. While you're doing
that. What else?
While you're doing that, okay, go ahead. Tell me about, so this lady, she told you that she assumed that you were stealing something out of this special.
She assumed that all of us were stealing something.
But she said she didn't have proof, but she wanted you to leave regardless.
She didn't have proof. Yeah.
But she wanted you to leave. So
yeah.
What did you do?
Okay, I didn't get anything. My friend had bought something. She bought one little thing, and then the three of us left. Because we noticed, like, before she even came up to us, we saw, like, a security guard come in. And we didn't really pay any mind to it until she bought in, until, like, two more security guards came in. And now I'm thinking, okay, this chick, so somebody must have told somebody something. And that's when she came up to us with that shit. Now, funny thing is that she said this while she had a black dude who worked in the store, and he heard her say that shit.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm so, exactly, like, so what does that have to do with your race?
She thought we were stealing. She thought these three black kids were stealing something out of that store.
But how do you know it was because you were black? It sounds like she was picking on y'all because of y'all. Like, it could have been something else. Like, maybe what you had on.
Because of my race.
Maybe because of your youth. Or maybe you were there making a scene.
What I had on.
There loud. Maybe you were there acting like you are right now.
We weren't loud. We were quiet. We weren't making a disturbance.
How do you know she didn't say the same thing to three white
chicks? Ain't like we were fucking in the back of the store.
How do you know she didn't do the same thing to three white children or
That's
three?
Bullshit.
No, how do you know?
Of course she didn't.
See, when you do stuff like that.
Because she didn't come up to us all stern-like. And I believe you were profiled. I'm sorry. White people don't steal. White people do steal. They just don't get caught. They don't get caught. That's the thing. That's what some people need to realize. White people do steal. They just don't get caught. And sometimes when they do get caught, it's probably like a year or two later. Come on, man.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Still trying to figure out the racial profiler, but whatever. Whatever. I'm not getting. You know, I'm not going. I'm not even going to entertain you.
But I do love Spencer's, though. I love Spencer's. It's one of my favorite stores ever. I wish it was a lot more closer.
It was one of my favorite stores when I was like in middle school and the beginning of high school.
It's still one of my favorite stores. It's just such a random store. Like, you have t-shirts and hats and like bikinis in the front of the store with like posters and jewelry. And all the way in the back, it turns into like a sex store.
Why not just go to a sex store then?
Because there's not really any sex stores. Well, sex stores that I know of in Jersey, and certainly not closer to where I am.
No. So what it is that you don't want anybody to see you go into a sex store.
I don't give a fuck who sees you going to a sex store.
No. You think if you go to Spencer's, people will think you're there for one thing, but you're really there for something else. But you just
want to hold on.
Rage, no, we're not doing that. Rage, we're not doing that. Okay.
We're not doing what? Because you think I'm Lee. First of all, I don't care who sees me going to a sex store. If I want to go into one, I'll go into one. I don't care who sees me.
And what's the X?
I like Spencer's.
What's the X hamster password then? Give it to us so we can all see. Everybody in the chat, we can give it to them so they can see what you've been watching on X hamster.
That's what you're not gonna get.
We want it.
That's what you're not gonna get.
What do you watch on X hamster?
I'm not fucking telling you. That's none of your business.
You said you don't care if people know about what you're into, so why not tell us?
Because that's a little too much. It's a little too much.
Why does one need an account for a porn site?
This is none of your damn business.
I'm just curious to know, why do you need an account for one? Like, can't you just, what do you use it for? You just sit there and watch? Whatever you use it for, it shouldn't take that long to see what you're seeing. Why? Why do you need to open an account for it? I don't understand, to get a password so I can save
some of my favorite videos for YouTube.
No. My question is this. I'm wondering if you have an account because you making videos put up, post.
What?
Why else would one person have an account? I'm curious.
No, I don't post anything. No. And that is the God's honest truth. I don't do that. I'm not somebody that I know on this network who wants to talk shit about me. Who wants to talk all that shit about me, but on the low, they got videos of them doing some really heinous shit. Some really, really heinous shit. I ain't gonna name drop. I ain't gonna say what I saw.
I just want to
throw that out there.
Can't believe you're doing this, yo.
don't come for me. You got some dirty ass shit all over the net. Don't come for me, bro.
All right. Let's just go.
Fuck you, man.
Maddie Legend.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care.
Oh, what? Before we go to all right, we'll come back to this story because that's kind of a sad one. But what's up with your boy Suge Knight? You heard what happened to him?
Yeah, he fainted when he got the news that he got that $25 million. His belt was at $25 million. He knew, my dude knew he wasn't getting he's never getting
up. You see, he all his life, or after that, the image he tried to portray to people was he just hard ass and don't care. He does what he wants to do and he don't give a fuck.
He pulling that white move. That's a white move.
Fainted in court. Like, that was going to help him. What they say, 25 million?
What did Paul Mooney say about this?
25 like, million.
White people love to faint, but bullshit.
How would Paul Mooney say this about Suge Knight? Hey, I know y'all motherfuckers heard about Suge Knight. That big motherfucker fainted. Who the fuck faints? Who the fuck faints in jail? That motherfucker heard $25 million and his ass fell down. He fell the fuck down. Yes, he did. He fell the fuck down. That's a lot of fucking falling. That's a lot of fucking falling for his big bald black ass to fall. His motherfucker fell down. So they show pictures. I want video.
I do want video.
Why can't I find any footage of this? All I see are pictures of him.
Of him. I guess he hit his head on the fucking, he hit his head somewhere too.
Oh my goodness, fucker. They said 20, was it 25 million?
That dude ain't, he ain't getting out.
$25 million bail. They made sure ain't nobody putting that up. Ain't nobody putting that up for him. They made sure they showed that video of him running over the people. He ran over and backed up over them.
Yeah, do you, like, I don't know. Do you think, like, he has something to do with Tupac's death? Like, because I think he did.
Look. I don't know.
I think he did.
The dude just been involved in some stuff. And this whole thing of, it's a lot of stuff I just don't understand when it comes to all that stuff. Like, I don't understand why the hell Biggie went to California knowing damn well that they was supposedly be beef with people over there. Why the hell Tupac was in the, who knows? I will say this. Every race has somebody they fucking see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, white folks got Elvis, black folks got Tupac. Shit, I think Chinese folks got Bruce Lee. they still don't believe who are dead. We need to start switching and rotating the shit. So we're going to do that. Let's give everybody somebody new. Black folks going to get fucking who?
Like a leader?
No. No, just somebody else that somebody can say that they don't believe died. Sammy Davis. No, that's all right. He was Jewish. Can't have him. Let's see. Can't have him.
Oh my god. Let's see.
How about Red Fox?
What the hell is Red Fox?
Shit. You don't know who Red Fox is?
No.
Fred Sanford?
Oh, him? Oh my god. Oh!
Richard Pryor. Let's take Richard Pryor. Florence from the Jeffersons?
Oh my god. That's so funny.
Did she die? Did Florence die from the Stop playing over. Oh my god. You know what? Let's do.
I'll be honest. Hey, you said Richard Pryor. Hey, my mother didn't know Richard Pryor was like dead.
Richard Pryor. You know who we will give white folks? Bill Bixby. Bill Bixby. We believe Bill Bixby is still alive. All right. White folks, you got Bill Bixby now. You got Bill Bixby. Bill Bixby is your new one. No more Elvis. Bill Bixby. All right.
They believe Elvis is still alive for real.
They've had specials on TV where people have pulled out files and footage about this motherfucker still being alive, Elvis, alive.
Now there was a video. It's funny that there was this video a few years ago that showed like Tupac alive in like 2003, 2004.
They just showed footage of Tupac.
Well, trust me, it is. Like, I don't believe he's alive, but. When I saw this, it was just like, I gotta find it. But I don't know.
We need somebody new, because I'm tired of hearing about Tupac being alive. We need somebody new.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure somewhere in the world somebody believes Osama bin Laden is still alive.
I think Osama bin Laden is still alive. They didn't
find a body still alive. Let's see. Who else can't even get?
Still alive.
Yeah,
y'all I do.
Yep, that Maddie left. Bill Bixby. That's what y'all got. Bill Bixby. He played the guy from The Incredible Hulk. We'll say he's still alive.
I think Usama bin Laden is still alive. I really do.
Okay.
All right.
I was just saying,
like, all those times they let him slip away and shit, and up out of nowhere we find him, like, and it took us this long to find him, like, no. I think he's still alive.
Ray, do you know what I want to hear? Find me, I was on YouTube, I ain't gonna lie. I was on YouTube looking for, what's the name you call yourself? Rage or what?
The name of the creator.
Okay, so I was on YouTube, right? I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest. Ain't no sense. I was trying to find a video. I was gonna play one of your videos and some of the bullshit you talked about back in the day. And I typed in Raise the Creator, right? Mm-hmm. And it looked like some Malaysian dude or whatever is singing. And his name is Raise the Creator. I'm telling you, I can't make this up.
Are you serious?
I ain't lying. First day pull up, Raise the Creator. And this dude, go ahead, look. I was trying to find one of your videos. I'm trying to upset that I can't find it.
That ain't me. Please don't leave
me behind. Well, shit.
Hell? The fuck? Who is that?
I don't know, but he took your name. Alright, let me talk. Let me.
Imagine Friedman.
No, hold up. Nobody got the best one. Nobody. You get a fucking award. He ain't lying. John Denver. That's perfect for white folks. That is fucking perfect for white folks. I don't think anybody can top that. White folks, y'all got John Denver. White folks, y'all got fucking John Denver. I know y'all motherfuckers see John. I can see that shit right now. There was a John Denver spotting. And fucking Casper, Wyoming. They thought they saw John Denver. I'm telling you, that's what the fuck it is, John Denver. That's perfect. We need. Well, who can we use to top that? We don't have anybody to top that. Shit, all we got is Tupac. They took so many bullets in the Malcolm X and Martin Luther King all them. They made sure they was dead. These motherfuckers just lost a plane and shit. They based a whole movie. One Final Destination based off of John Denver's, like the first couple face off based off like his songs and shit. They would hear about him singing, and that's how they knew they were about to die.
Like the, yeah, sort of, yeah.
Rage, get me a.
Yeah.
Rage, get me a one of your videos.
Why do you want
to? Get the fucking shit.
Which right, one? What do you
be
want?
Quiet, be quiet. I want to hear John Denver. Be quiet.
That John Denver's full of shit, man.
John Denver, boy. We need to post a picture of him in the group page. John Denver. That's white folks. That's what y'all got. Y'all got fucking John Denver. I don't think nobody can stop that. Nobody.
Which video do you want? I got a ton of rants up here.
Give us one.
I'll give you, which one?
Post it in Skype. We want to hear this. And don't give us no bullshit where you just going off on something that nobody want to hear about. Give us something funny. Come on, Rage. We don't have all day.
I'm trying. Damn.
Why are you doing that? Why are you figuring out? I'll tell you about what I've been up to. So, I got this particular job now, and I really can't talk about what it is. Because I don't know who listens to this show and the type of job that I have. It wouldn't be this type of show wouldn't be. I mean, this type of show wouldn't be appropriate for the job that I'm on. So, but that job wears me the fuck out. Like when I'm off, I'm worn out. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired. I'm tired as I don't know what. But yeah, so I've been pretty much doing that, and you know, I got a lot of other things going on. Trying to work on some stuff. So that's pretty much it. I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been trying to keep up with what's been going on, but this has been a very, very busy week. We had some snow here on Friday, and now it's cold again. And you know, so trying to do, just get together with all that. So, and, you know, I was just watching news and just getting ready for what's coming up on the network with the shows and everything. This is always an exciting time, as always. One of my favorite times to be, you know, involved with Randy M and podcasting in general. On some sad news, I know some people may or may not have heard about it, but did y'all hear about that? You hear about that wrestler that died?
Yeah, the Hispanic one. I forgot his name though.
They had video for that. Why is it stuff like, why is it the funny stuff like Suge Knight passing out in court you can't get footage of? But when the dude's getting ran over and then the wrestler dying, you can find that footage just instantly.
Pero Aguirre?
Pero Aguirre. I don't want to mispronounce it. I don't want to. Can we get somebody from the Spanish announce table to call in and pronounce that correctly? I don't like mispronouncing shit. This is some shit. Where the fuck is Nixon when you need him? Nixon, call. So we can get Aguirre. Make sure we get this shit right. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, don't want to be viewed as racist. A lot of people been giving me shit lately. Talk about, you know, this is the recent one, Rage. I'm preaching to you, Rage, about morality and for one thing is this. I already said, we both said, this show is about just some filthy ass shit. I don't give a fuck what Rage says it does. I don't tell Rage to. I just said don't make blanket statements and put everybody in categories. I don't give a fuck what Rage do, because Rage gonna be Rage with his old chocolate covered Punky Brewster looking ass.
That's what he's gonna be. Fuck you too.
You know, and I accept him for being that. I accept you for being that.
That shit don't fucking sound like it. All you do is talk about what I fucking wear.
You look like a big ass chocolate covered M&M. I'm just, and I accept
fuck,
you for that shit.
Fuck you too. Shit.
You should embrace that.
Chocolate covered M&M.
Shit. It is what it is. But anyway, so
all you do is talk
people,
about my.
I understand people may have beef with Rey Mysterio for whatever reason. Don't go around putting murder on this man if you don't know what happened. They talk about Rey Mysterio kicked. I mean, some of the comments that are made about the, yo, that ain't even right. Yo, you shouldn't even. That is crazy. Some of the stuff that said that they saying about Rey Mysterio. Now, for the video I saw, I didn't even see Rey Mysterio kick him. Evidently, it happened before the tape rolled or whatever they showed. Mm-hmm. But it was like you could tell this dude was. They should have known straight. Oh, hold up, nobody. Wait, we don't. Wait a minute, hold up. We don't use that word anymore. We don't use Negro anymore. That's not, I think Negro is still allowed. What's the one that's not like colored? This lady told me that shit when I worked at some job. Like, go over there and ask the color. So you know I went off on her ass. You know I went off on her ass. How about
some chick said that at your work?
This was in 2006. I'll never forget it. This old ass white lady said that. She was like, "You go over there and you ask that color." And she said it like she was hawking a loogie. So she's like, "You get color, right?" I'm like, "What the fuck you calling?" I went off. I said, "Who the fuck are you calling color? When you get mad, you turn red. You the fucking color."
You saw that you did do it.
Like, what the fuck you calling some color? But I calmed down anyway.
You didn't.
He called you a
nigger. You got all stink mean on his ass.
It was a. I just said it was a woman. Oh, yeah, rage. Her, anyway, her so yo, this dude was back to the wrestling thing because we caught off on ten. This dude was lifeless, like wasn't moving. They should have known. Don't nobody sell that well. Shawn Michaels, Dolph Ziggler, none of them could sell like that. They should have known that this dude was done. And it was just, it was crazy.
It was like,
whoa. And to have that video footage out like that, that was some crazy stuff. Did you find the video, Rage?
Of what,
You!
Of my shit? Yes, I did.
Alright, put it in the Skype.
I'm trying, sir. My shit
it
is...
It takes a second to copy and paste.
You know what? Get off my ass. I'm trying.
I can't deal with derelicts week after week.
Derelicts? What the fuck?
Fucking derelict. You're
what I look like? What?
What you look like? Do you really want to ask me that question?
You know, fuck
By the way, you need to change your Skype picture too. You need to change your Skype picture too.
Why?
It gotta go.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like staring at me.
I want to... You don't like me staring at you?
Yeah, you need to change that Skype picture.
fuck, you're going to have to deal with it now. Now I'm definitely not changing it. Now I'm definitely not changing it because of that little smart-ass remark.
All right, so, okay, so evidently, based off of... little
black ass.
Based off of... Put your dick in your mouth. Based off of... Based off of this, I can't only wait till hour number two to like they did back in the day with Raw. I can only wait till hour number two or like 12:15 before I can really go off like I usually do, because I've been accused of being insensitive to I can't say the word until transgender people and what else? Rage, I've been treating Rage bad. And what's another one? Who else have I been accused of being malicious towards?
Gays.
Everybody. Everybody. So, yeah.
See,
I've been censored. I don't want to get, look, I don't want to get marched on. I don't want
to
fucking get
but
marched.
But people are going to have to deal with it. This is what this show is about. We're not
that's all right. You just wait 15 minutes. Because in 15 minutes, I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I am. What the fuck I want to say. Y'all think Rage is bad. You don't want to fuck with me. Rage, you just say some ignorant shit. You don't know no better. I know exactly what I'm doing. Find the video, Rage.
I'm doing too.
Find the video. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I know what the hell I be saying. I know what I be talking about. It's just that these assholes think just because he's a little ass kid, he don't know what the hell he talk, man. Like, fuck
shit,
y'all.
Well, they must not know you because ain't nothing little ass about
you. I'm 21 years old. I know just what the shit I'm talking about.
21. Damn, I remember when I used to be that.
What was that? 15, 16 years ago?
Wow. That was, oh my gosh. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, about 15, 16 years ago.
That's a long time, buddy.
You feel fucking invincible, don't you? You think your shit don't stink? You think you can do what the fuck you want? Look, you think... See, the difference was I had a job when I was out there, because don't nobody... don't nobody money spend like my money, all right? I wasn't sitting up or leaned up and get posted up on the wall and shit.
Sure your shit stinks too, damn it!
Listen, I wasn't posted up on the wall with five fucking screens running watching March Madness. Let's talk about that.
Exactly. I had four fucking screens on, like a boss, watching March Madness, because that's how you're supposed to do it. Now that they have the tournament on four networks, I want to watch all the games. So that's what I did.
All that effort. Yeah, how many job applications you fill out this week?
A ton. More than you think.
Really? You lied, man. No, you didn't. You ain't fill out no fucking thing. You ain't fill out not. I'm gonna take it back like the old folks say. You ain't fill out not their application this week. I know you didn't, yo. Because you texted that picture. You texted me that picture, and it looked like the fucking Batcave. You had two flat screens watching a tablet. What was that? A cell phone, laptop.
I had a computer screen on, and then my HDTV on
to watch basketball.
To watch basketball.
You don't pay no... Look, you can't pay rent because you ain't got no... You ain't got a pot or a window. You ain't got a pot to piss out or a window to throw it out of. You ain't... Look, you could have got that job at Chipotle. Something. You can't tell me you can't find no job. It's something out there. You can pump gas.
I can't say I couldn't find a job.
Let me ask you.
Pumping gas? I got more dignity than that. I ain't pumping gas.
Hey, Rage, what did you wear to your interview?
I wore a nice black shirt. Ironed and some nice dress pants.
Okay, was there any give in these dress pants?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, did it look like you fucking had on spandex, or did you wear...
Dress pants.
Did you look like Katniss Jack when you went to the interview? Or did you have on some... you wear some black pants like Katniss Jack used to wear to the interview? Like the leggings? Or did you fuck? I just want to know. Like, what did you wear? Because like, there's a certain amount, there's some etiquette that takes place when you go on these interviews. You just can't show up in there like you're trying to prove a point. That is not the time. What did you wear to the interview?
I wore
a black shirt. Did you have black nail polish on?
No, I didn't.
Okay, what else did you do freakish? Some type of, I know you did some goth. I know you did, look, you did something to fuck up that interview, Rage. Just tell us what it is.
I didn't do anything to fuck up that
interview. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You had to.
I wore a nice black shirt, a nice polo black shirt. And that's it.
Did you show up on time?
Yes, yeah, so I showed up hell early.
I think I know what it was.
What?
Wasn't you a couple of weeks talking about how you were planning on going to, where were you saying you were going? Florida? You were going somewhere. And we were like, how the hell you gonna go there when you supposed to have a job?
I didn't say that to them. What makes you think I would say something that stupid?
I wouldn't put it past you.
Then I didn't do it.
I didn't
do it. So, nice thought, but nice idea, but I didn't do it. Because I'm smarter than that. Okay. I'll tell you what. I have a problem with me, you know, not getting a job, and the GM is some 20-something, like 22, 23-year-old who's pretty much my age.
Why is it every time you can't get something, it's somebody else's fault?
It's always somebody else's fault. Because I know the fucking other candidates weren't fucking qualified for
it. How do you know that?
They weren't.
You sound like a spoiled-ass little brat.
Them fuckers didn't have shit that I had. They didn't have a goddamn thing. I was well qualified for that fucking job.
See, that's why you ain't got shit now, because all you do is sit around watching fucking March Madness blowing up balloons for a fucking pity party. That's a mystic bastard. That's why you ain't got shit. That's why you ain't got shit. Feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh my god. Oh, you're funny.
Watching college basketball.
I watch college basketball. Yeah.
What is college basketball going to do for you right now when you need money?
Give me satisfaction. That's what it's doing for me.
Oh my gosh. You can't find that. You
ain't. I don't know what.
Oh gosh. Anyway, you know, I'm done with you. And your whole.
What, already you're done? We're an hour in.
Nah, because you just saying stupid shit now at this point. You ain't talking about nothing. You're talking about, oh, it's everybody's fault because you can't get a job.
It's not everybody's fault. It's that fucking chick's fault that I couldn't get a job.
It's always somebody's fault.
Always somebody's fault. I can never get my own way sometimes. I'm always at the feet of somebody, of some motherfucker.
Maybe you could be a door greeter at Walmart.
Door greeter?
Yeah.
Well, do you see that? A door greeter.
I'm bored with you.
In what world? In what world do you think I'm a door greeter?
I don't know. You be able to wear your shit. Like, I'm telling you, Hot Topic is a thing for you. What's up, cuz?
Hello.
How you doing?
I am well. How are you? How are you, Rage?
I'm good. Mofo.
How do you tolerate this bastard? Answer me that question. How do you tolerate this bastard? This fucker that is lead champion. How do you tolerate this motherfucker?
Grew up in the same household. I mean, we're family. I'm like the exact same way, by the way. So this is not getting easier for you, just so you know.
Because you continue to say this.
I got to deal with two leads.
No, I'm Mofo. I'm Mofo Magic.
Mofo. Just the deal with the Mofo. That's the Mofo right there. That's who you're dealing with. So what's been going on, Mofo? How you feeling?
Nothing much. Getting ready for this weekend. Head out to Vegas. Getting ready for the before party with the Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's, you know, right.
Here got the Roman Reigns WWE Championship party started. We're going to have the after party there on Sunday. So, you know, I've been playing this for weeks, man. Samoan chicks, Hawaiian chicks. We can't tell the difference, so. You know,
all the same.
Do y'all need a minute alone? So
you know what? And I'm liking that profile pic.
Yeah, yeah. That's old school, baby.
Oh my god, it is Roman Reigns, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to know where you came from, to know where you're going, man.
You know what I think?
I know Bo Dallas.
Hold. You need your tongue tied. Wait a minute.
I like Bo Dallas. It did.
Tongue tied. Did you just call the beautiful? The beautiful man known as Roman Reigns. You know what I think we need right now? You know how they used to do on the Super Friends when we were little? We used to watch that, and they used to Wonder Twins powers activate. let's charge up on some Roman Reigns, some Roman Reigns theme music for a second. I think that's needed right now. All right, so we can take some of this negative Hero energy Town, away.
India. Echo Lima Delta Shield.
Oh yeah.
Motherfucker. Ooh. Had to get that out.
Ew. Hey,
how you do it, Ray? Had to break an ankle.
Come on, that's man. Once you embrace it, it's easy.
Yep. That's what I
that shit. You know what song I embrace too?
Don't say no Jeff Hardy.
It's just exactly that. Another Me by Jeff Hardy.
Oh my God.
He didn't even say the Hardy Boys version. He said the coked up Jeff Hardy.
The coked up Jeff Hardy. That embarrassed.
You know, the one that used to come down the ring and look like he was there.
Another me, I wouldn't get that song played, huh? Nah, because I can't get what I want. Not once.
I think you should
give me this crap, huh?
Maybe the world is blind.
There you go, Rage. You know what though? I'm gonna tell you this. I feel like I'm so glad you called in because we playing a game, and I know he probably ain't listening because he hates us. Right? Let's just put it out there. He fucking hates us. Did y'all listen to the rant last week? It's about time. Look, I'm 5 minutes early. So what? Fuck it. Here we go. Yo, fucking Surfer hates us at our show. He is pissed.
He hates us.
He is fucking pissed.
He does not like me or you, but you the most.
He's been trying to get up on this bitch for the last 5 weeks, right? And the thing is this. He's like, I don't understand why it's not an open show, okay? I mean, look. He give you that old Barack Obama look. I don't understand why he can't. Look, so AA made the announcement. For those that don't know that, we're going to be on, Rage and I are going to be on that Friday. Well, actually, it's going to be Saturday morning at midnight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he pissed a bitch. Yo, Surfer, what the hell? Oh, well, AA, wait a minute. You cut my show short. You cut my show. Sounded like Rocksteady from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You turtles cut my show short, right? So he come on at 9 o'clock. How the hell? Yo, we come on at midnight. You mean tell me anything you got to do, you can do it. In that time.
You can't talk. He got to spend 3 hours. He can do a lot with them 3 hours.
He going to be talking about nothing, no way. Except John Cena and Rusev. Everything he said, we can hear about anyway. Ain't nobody fucking with Surfer. Look, we playing a game. We take any caller except Surfer. Surfer is... He is banned and barred. No. Tell your caller now.
He is sitting there with his John Cena, You Can't See Me hat.
And his
Hustle Loyalty Respect t-shirt.
Now keep in mind, Mofo, only Rage and I know what Surfer looks like. No one else on this network knows what Surfer looks like.
Wow.
So imagine him in his John Cena gear.
A 400-pound shaft. I said it. I don't give a fuck.
With his satchel. That magic satchel.
If he wear that regular, so you said if he wear that new John Cena shirt, he look like the Lost Smurf.
No, hold on, I take it back. Mofo, you know what he looks like.
Huh.
You met Surfer?
Yes.
At Comic-Con, yeah. You know what he looks like.
I met him at Comic-Con.
That's right, you know what he looks like, too. All right, don't tell. You don't want nobody to know. Don't tell. Hey. Don't tell him what he looks like.
He met Jerry Lawler. He hugged him. Damn.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see how he embraced Jerry Lawler?
Oh, yeah. Lawler had to stand up. Lawler did.
Hold on. He texted me. I'm scared to open this up. Let's see.
Now, so of course he's listening.
Yeah, he is. What he says? What the fuck are you talking about? Uh-oh. He gonna run.
Oh, Surfer. It's all love. It's Rant EM Radio love.
Oh, so he. I got a witness. Did he have that satchel?
Yes, he did.
I told you. I got a witness. He had a fucking satchel, and every time. He put something in, it never got any bigger, it never got any smaller. And it sounded like when in The Legend of Zelda, when Link would pull something out, that's what it sounded like when he would go pull that shit out. So listen, he saw Jerry Lawler. No, I got there late, right? I walked through the door. I saw you. Actually, I think I texted you. And then who I see out my peripheral charging at me, Surfer, right? So I'm like, damn, there are all these hundreds of people in here. Here comes Surfer. So it's like, cool, we walking everything. And you're like, oh, Lawler's over there. And I'm like, for real? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. Surfer, he almost knocked us over to get to Jerry Lawler. Then he gets over to Jerry Lawler. He's asking all these questions. Jerry Lawler's not being rude because he's doing a commission. For those who don't know what commission is, so he's drawing artwork for somebody. And he's trying, I guess he's trying to sell his comic every day. Surfer took a picture with him, like got a little selfie. He's all, gave him a hug and everything. And you know, and Lawler, I mean, Lawler's only racist in Memphis. Outside of Memphis, he's cool with everybody. But in Memphis, you know what I'm saying?
So you gotta play to the crowd, though. You know what I mean?
You gotta play through. So outside of being all aggressive with the store, and he fucking harassed that stormtrooper. Caught that stormtrooper. It was Lawler and that stormtrooper. Surfer was on their ass like a pair of Fruit of the Looms. You just don't know. I'm telling you, that Surfer's a character. He's fun to be around. I want to go to. And I want to go to Surfer posted that Sting's going to be in Wizard World, and I want to go because I want to see Sting.
I would want to go.
Now, if we go, Surfer, if you're listening, you got to paint your face.
But no, I don't want him to paint his face like the black and white or the Wolfpack Sting. I want him to paint his face as like Beach Blast 92, like yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue.
Like, Yeah, like show yourself as the real Sting fan.
And Surfer, why don't you put a process in your hair, a kit in your hair? You can't come in. Look, you gotta, so you can have like Sting like hair around that time, so it's gotta be straight. So you gotta put a kit, a perm in your head, Surfer. Let that shit sit in there until it start burning. And then rush to the sink and try to wash it out. Get the little kit with the little Vaseline, the popsicle stick, and that shit that smell like rotten eggs. Get that sit in there for about 20 minutes. And then wash it out, you be ready to go. And then go to the little Party City and get yourself a little paint kit. We'll hook you up, Surfer.
If it starts itching, that means it's working.
Yeah, I mean, you could pull off Sting good. Y'all the same age.
You can stand next to each other, nobody will know the difference.
He is getting so much. Stop lying, please. Why does he take stuff so seriously? All the abuse and trash he talk on his show. Come on, Surfer, don't be the... Don't.
He can't dish it, but can't fucking take it. I'm sorry, Surfer.
Back to the reason why this is taking place. So if y'all heard the rant, Surfer got on there, AA said that, and Surfer started questioning, like, why are they going to be on it? They, them, that show.
Yo, Surfer, what are you doing, y'all? I'm downstairs.
But support his show. And we support, I called in his show, support his show, you know, post on his page and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then you go sit up there and try to dog charades.
This is what we get. This is the thanks we get.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you go do, try to dog us. Then you go tell AA put us on like an hour before y'all and shortchange us an hour. Come on now. Like, you know, I ain't even right, Surfer. I mean, why you going to try to do something like that? You trife, Surfer. and don't try to make it seem like that ain't even true because we got you on tape, the footage. So AA, every time AA would mention us, he would get quiet and wouldn't say nothing. Oh, sour puss. So, Surfer, you can kick rocks and blow up. You know what? Let's take a little
Oh my god!
Let's take a little break and y'all mute your phone. We're gonna take a little break. We'll be back in a little bit. All right, we're gonna play something. And Rage, while we doing that, get your mic fixed. Got it? Rage.
He's twiddling it now. He's just fiddling.
I want him to know this because I don't want him cutting it out while this is playing. His little cheap ass dollar store mic.
Went back and got that in the buy one, get one free section.
You know, that's damn right.
I get two of them, it works well.
You know, if he lived around here, he'd be down Lexington Market.
Appetapsco. Say it says Bose on it.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Rage. Rage.
How do you do this?
I said yeah like four times, man.
Nobody can hear you, Rage.
No one heard you.
You on the wrong show.
You need to fix your shit.
Rage, no one can hear you, Rage.
Oh my literally. God. Okay, dude. All right, man.
You just swimming in the sea of denial. Just right by Egypt.
Yeah, he needs to
All right, go take the break, Rage. Go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, and figure out how to fix your life. Just do that,
Rage. You need to get yeah, Rage, because you fucking.
I had it. We talked to.
Take the 4 minutes. Take the 4 minutes and be like, you know what? Look in the mirror and go, what can I do to be a better person?
I'm playing a tribute to Surfer. Because, like I said, every time I think of Surfer, I think of Rocksteady from, which reminds me from, I hope nobody on here read Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic books, but, yo, it looked like they killed one of the turtles this past week. Like, cracked the shell open. Damn. Joe, I mean, yo, Rocksteady did it. Surfer did it. Surfer killed one of the turtles. Wait, man. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Freaks and Effing Geeks. Yo, I was sitting here thinking about, like, when we had a rant in a video game and you got to the boss level and it was Surfer. That was his level, right?
That was, oh my God.
He comes out with his satchel, like, throwing comic books at you. You don't leave. He's like, you're not getting past me, okay, you puny poop. And start throwing like red comic books and shit, like Action Comics number one.
Detective Comics number 465, Robin's first appearance.
Oh.
I probably got that wrong. He'll probably correct me like tomorrow.
Wait, here it is. Like it'd be like Birdo and Mario Brothers. Remember that?
Oh.
Hold on. Yeah, get past me, okay? You come far enough.
I see Surfer with a Batman mask on while
you don't listen to Surfer in a Batman mask.
Come on,
no, you don't know Surfer. Surfer only listens to only reads Marvel comics. He's biased against anything that's not a Marvel comic book. But can you imagine that shit?
But he
like
could be such a fan of. But he's such a fan of Batman.
Like Batman versus Surfer, that could be it. Like they should do a super. What's that called? A Bat and the Sun. What is it called? Superhero beatdown thing. Surfer versus Batman. It'd be like you've come far enough. You've lost your damn mind. I'm the fucking Batman, Surfer. What do you think you are? Pennyworth. Which reminds me, since you mentioned Batman, I'm at the link you just read. Every week I find more and more proof that Batman is an asshole. Now keep in mind, I don't have an issue with Batman. I've always liked the character surrounding Batman more than him, but I don't have an issue with Batman. But Batman is an asshole. I've seen issues of Batman where Batman, like this one guy, he was running from Batman and Batman like sealed him up. I think it was Killer Croc. And it was an old Silver Age, sealed him up in a wall and let him like almost starve to death. Oh, Batman has done some cruel stuff because he think his shit don't stink. Fucking Batman.
He's a dick.
And William Morgan, I hope you listening. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Batman is not a superhero. He's a damn man. You know what Batman's superpower is? He got money. That's his fucking superpower. He ain't no superhero. He's a hero.
Do you really want to instigate that war, man? Do you really want to?
Yeah, because he ain't gonna let that shit go, Willie. That'd be the whole topic Saturday night. He'd be getting on me. And stop calling me out like I'm a damn genie in a bottle. You think because you say fuck stink, fuck stink, fuck stink, I'm going to pop up and shit. It don't work that way. Shit, I got the power.
You're calling everybody else tonight, are you? You're calling everybody else.
I got the power of little stingers. Let me tell you, I've been a little stinger since I was little. All right? So don't try that. If my 56-year-old sting can say, oh, my 56-year-old Sting can top your glow wrestlers or whoever it is.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. No.
Anything.
Lee, no. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't start.
Just tell me like
not
it
tonight.
Is.
Not tonight. It's fuck Mania Week. Don't start.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
It's don't tonight. Start. It's Mania Week, man. Don't do it.
Hang on. Shit. You damn right.
Come on, man. We're supposed... We are supposed to come together as a family this week.
I cannot wait until Sunday for the post show. I'm gonna be in the chat room with the big Kool-Aid smile on my face, and I'm gonna when Roman Reigns when it hits 1, 2, 3, I think I'm gonna have a nergasm. Like I think I'm awesome all over the place. I'm gonna have to like throw my pants in the wash because I can't. Yo, when he wins. Look, and Tony, I know you listen, Tony. Did you see how Roman Reigns snatched that championship from Brock Lesnar? And Brock Lesnar ain't do shit. He ain't do shit. He tried to get his belt.
He really did look at him like, what'd you do that for?
What'd you do? Why you take my belt for?
That wasn't in the script.
That's like the big show, big ass. I'm telling you, yo, that's how he did now. Now the Brock Lesnar, I know all that shit he did to John Cena and Big Show and all these other people where he beat them up. He could have took down Roman Reigns, but you did why he ain't do it? Because he was scared. That's why he ain't do it. They know they don't want to mess with that. All that beauty. Roman Reigns, part of the Roman Empire right there, buddy.
My favorite part will be when all the fans who are the haters and everything like that, you got to look at them in the crowd. Because I, for some reason, get some sick pleasure out of people like the CM Punk kid who breaks his shit.
Oh, you know what's going to happen. I can't wait to see them YouTube videos. I cannot wait to see them YouTube videos. What's that one thing? What's his name? Rage? What's that one that breaking his stuff? Kid something? Did you see Rage? Did you see the video where the dude, the one who he destroyed his stuff on the Rock beat? I know Rage saw it because Rage, that CM Punk video when CM Punk lost to the Rock. Rage, can you hear me? Rage. See, he's gone again.
Oh, that shit was awesome.
Okay.
Like the big marshmallow puff.
Did you see the one where his grandfather smashed up his PlayStation?
Oh,
because he wanted the big cookies.
Oh, my God.
He was like, give me a cookie. Hey, pull that shit. Oh, he tore that. Was hilarious.
Why are you getting so upset? It's just wrestling. No, because CM Punk was not supposed to lose. No.
You know.
Hulk smash.
So he just wins from the people's elbow.
Michael!
Wait.
Michael!
Wait a minute.
Get the fuck out! Get out!
Don't be so mean!
Get out! Don't fucking film in here! Bridget, please get out!
I don't know who the fuck is he talking to like that.
Girlfriend, be quiet.
You're laughing at me and I'm getting pissed the fuck off about it.
Like all the DVDs.
Rock at in this fucking thing. That's what I think about you, Rock. That's what I think about you, Rocky. Get out. Seriously, please. 400 days thrown away for the fucking... so we can promote another fucking movie until WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
He said 400 days like he lived them.
That's the crazy part about this. He had a room in his house that was dedicated with toys, wrestling toys, and wrestling DVDs.
A shrine. That was a shrine.
When that elbow, when he hit that elbow and counted three, it looked like time stopped. He's standing in front of the flat screen TV with his championship belt draped over his shoulder. This is out there for people to see. And he ended up being on one of them TV shows. Well, you know, they pull videos off of YouTube and make fun of
them. I think even Top.0 website.
That was the one. We were talking about that. He ended up being on there. Dumbass. Over some damn time. You know what? You know what, everybody? If you missed that, have no fear. Because come Sunday, you're going to see the same old shit. I'm telling you. Tune in. Tune into Rant AM Radio as soon as WrestleMania is over. And you're going to hear... you're gonna
70,000 people.
You're gonna hear some of the biggest complaints that you'd ever heard, and we've all known this for a year. Because somewhere along the line, somebody has hope that Brock Lesnar's gonna win. Brock Lesnar's gonna win this match. Brock Lesnar came out there. Brock Lesnar came out there looking like, oh my god, he looked like Sleep Ready Roll. Like, he was back there knocked out. They was like, Brock, you up. And this motherfucker just got up.
Brock looked like a bitch. A straight like, up bitch. Like, he got bitched.
Of a fuck. Of what was going on. That's he looked like he ain't. I mean, think about it. This guy has had it good for all this time since he been there. All he got to do is come in and wrestle his occasional match. You know what I'm saying? They let him. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's do Batista's reaction when Batista won the Royal Rumble. Let's listen to this one. Mute your phone so we can listen to this one.
That's it.
That's it. Wait. Let me pause everything. Wait. Stop. Wait. I wish we could. I want to see. I wish we could go back. I don't think it's on this one, but I wish we could go back and hear that when everyone thought Roman Reigns, this is WrestleMania, I mean Royal Rumble, the year before this year. If everybody could hear the cheers when they thought Roman Reigns was going to win, I wish we had that proof because the cloud was erupting when they thought that Roman Reigns was going to go to WrestleMania by winning this Royal Rumble. Everyone was so excited, filled with so much joy, but unfortunately, I'm not able to find that. So anyway. This is what we got with Batista. Let's go ahead.
Michael!
I'm never having this fucking pay-per-view again ever!
This is the same dude!
Don't follow me!
Wait a minute, hold on, let's rewind that part. It was hilarious, wait a minute.
Future phone ring.
Michael!
I'm never on this fucking pay-per-view again ever! Don't follow me.
Michael!
He left! Oh, Batista left for 3 fucking years and I come back and wins the Royal Rumble! Go! Get out! Every time you laugh at me, is everything on a break? I I better not have anything with Batista on it. Better not. You in this? Maybe not, because he's not good enough to have his own DVD, is he? Or I wasn't stupid enough to buy it. Fuck you too. Fuck both of you.
What was that?
The Rock. Oh, Royal Rumble. Who cares about your pay-per-view? I don't. I don't care, because all you do is fuck everything up. Bye. Richie.
He's out of breath tearing this shit up. He's out of breath going.
Sorry, did he put his hands on her?
No.
No. No.
Wait,
no,
he's not
no,
done. Rage. He's not done. He's not done.
Go!
Oh my gosh.
How does one stay committed to a long-term relationship with this sort of a character? Cause
oh, she enables it. She's just as bad. Like, this is footage. This is fun for her. She's the one posting all this stuff.
But the thing is, but still, like,
his
arms
still look the same. He went through. Did you?
And it's the same fucking dude.
He sound like Jordan for a second, didn't he?
Oh my god!
Did he sound like Jordan?
No, he didn't. No,
when I heard that clip, I thought I was listening to "What Are You Reading?" Your boy was like,
"Oh my god."
I thought it was Sunday 95. Oh my god.
Why are you fucking with everybody? Why are you fucking with everybody? Why are you fucking with everybody?
Michael!
I'm never going to fucking pay for you again ever!
He turned into Jordan. Oh my god, I can't. That was a joke.
Fucking horrible.
Oh my god, he's like he got Tourette's. Oh my gosh.
I can't do it. Oh my god.
Did you hear the little moan he let out at one point? I don't know what part of it. He was like, he was so he was out of breath. He looked like, and mofo, don't get mad at me, but he looked like when Kevin Steen used to come down and always. And just on his interest alone, he'd be winded.
Trying to smile through the sweat.
And he still does that shit on NXT, and he tries to make it seem like that's part of his gimmick. Where he's like, no, that motherfucker trying to catch his breath. That's what he trying to do. That motherfucker trying to recuperate. You can't fool us, Owens. You can't fool us. That motherfucker trying to catch his breath.
Oh my god.
Oh my. But did you hate him though?
I can't do this.
Great, I'm telling you. Get ready. That shit gonna happen on Sunday. It's gonna happen on Sunday. I'm telling you. I cannot wait. This is the gift that keeps giving. Is what it is. Because I'm telling you. These angry wrestling fans and all this footage. Oh my gosh. And this dude. Wow. He slammed his belt.
So go ahead. For the tweets or the screenshots. Of
I don't
the
know.
Canceled
I,
WWE
I feel like. Oh my god! This is
Brady, you did the same thing. You did the same thing. With
I didn't break shit. No, I didn't. Yo, I don't break
hold
shit.
Hold on. I remember we first met you. I was at work. It was a call-in show, and you and Swax talking about. And you was if The Rock wins, I'm never gonna watch WWE again. Yes, you said I wasn't gonna watch WWE again. You said it would hurt WWE.
I listened to you for the better part of a couple months. You've threatened to walk out on WWE a couple times.
Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio. Oh my god.
Like there,
I've threatened to walk out on WWE a few times.
Yes.
All right. Let's listen to his girlfriend's point of view. I gotta get this. You know what, Matt? We'll put it on in the group page. Cause stuff gets lost in the chat. So, but yeah, this is his girlfriend. Mute your phones so they can hear it clear. Cause if they hear, and we're gonna hear the girlfriend's point of view of what happened.
So Michael is really pissed off that The Rock beat CM Punk. It's not a big deal! I think he's overreacting. I really do. He even threw his belt over there. He broke a Blu-ray with the rock. Michael!
Rocky! Rocky! Rocky!
I just... It's just wrestling, you know? Michael, it's not a big deal!
The Rock is only coming back to promote another movie.
We get it, buddy. G.I. Joe comes out whenever the fuck it comes out. We'll go see it. You don't gotta take the belt off of CM Punk.
We are not gonna see it. I am not a fan of The Rock. I don't think it was that fair, but I'm not gonna overreact like you.
I don't like the smug little attitude you got, one. And two, I don't like you laughing at me. And three, it's not funny.
It is funny. But you know what? You gotta deal with it. It's not my fault WWE does not pay attention to their fans. Not my fault. He's taking this out on me now, which I don't appreciate. Oh, Michael, come on! Why did you play with your wrestlers or something?
Yeah, film it. I'm a fucking retard. I play with toys. Cool, man. Get the fuck out because I'm swinging.
He just said he swing the fuck out because he's swinging.
Wait, hold on. She sound like Miss Destiny.
No, she don't.
You know he fucked her up.
Her passive aggressive ass, man. You know how many times she's picked at him, probably.
She's poking and prodding at him. Look, he obviously don't want to be bothered. He's barricaded himself in that room.
And he kept on coming out. Obviously, he wanted to be bothered.
Rage, no. Watch the footage. She tried that. No, she going and forcing herself in there with that damn camcorder. He wasn't having it. He gonna eat her ass to keep it up.
When she said, go play with your wrestlers, that's not the first time she said that to him.
Oh, no, that's it.
ain't the first time. He said, what's for dinner? She said, go in there and play with your damn wrestlers.
Oh, my God.
That's what's for dinner.
Dude needs to calm his ass down. Sounding, screaming like that. Sounding like the greatest freak out ever, kid.
You sound just like this guy. Sound like Miss Destiny, don't we? Got to put her in our video game.
Oh my god!
We gonna make the rank.
You have reached level 5. You have to face me because I don't like you talking to me like that.
Can't be like that fucking one in that damn. What's that NES video game? Where's Lex? That damn Back to the Future video game. I could never get past the with the one to throw in them damn hearts.
Well, that's what she'd be.
Throw them damn hearts. I could never get past her ass.
What game are you talking about?
Back to the Future. We used to rent that shit.
Oh, that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You only had 3 days to beat that shit. Because he had to turn it.
You know what's weird? You know that guy probably has the network now, but do you think he sacrificed his subscription to Dave Meltzer's newsletter? Because...
Of course he does.
No, he's not.
Of course he does.
With somebody like him, he's not... Okay.
He's probably shut his network off on and off like fucking million times by now.
He ain't shut nothing off. People that say they shut it off, they don't really know. I don't think a lot of people that's bitching are saying they shut it off for that. Some are. There's some that have. And we know some people that said they have and they have. But a lot of them, they not going to. And if they do, they gonna turn right back around and get it. They gonna get the fucking network. How else they gonna watch the pay-per-view? How else they gonna watch WrestleMania? How else are they gonna watch it? They don't know about
it. By stream.
They don't. Everybody don't know about the stream.
Why would you go through all that trouble? You get 25 minutes of hopping streams.
They don't know about the streams. They gonna be watching WrestleMania, and they all about to get their little asses hurt because when Brock Lesnar lose, he's already going back to UFC mode. He's already got he's growing that hair out. He's already going back looking. He's
growing that war.
And look, the little bit of ass that he got left that didn't fall out is about to get kicked. Because didn't part of his ass fall out? The little bit is left.
Did you see CM Punk took his shots for the UFC? Did you see that?
Oh, shit, he need to sit his ass down somewhere. Absolutely. CM Punk, he needs to have several seats. Them damn UFC, them damn card stock photos, them shit looking like that. Oh shit, that shit look like he took it the mall. That shit look like he took it the fucking mall. That's what you talking about, Ray? Where he got all them blacks with the UFC gloves you can get from Toys R Us. That shit he look like he got from the mall. Whatever, please. He's out of shape too. He don't need to be in nobody's ring.
Leave Punk alone. Leave him alone.
Whatever. I mean,
y'all make fun of Matt Hardy. We can make fun of CM Punk.
Hey, I make fun of Matt Hardy. He makes terrible decisions.
Why did Matt Hardy sign a contract with TNA?
Why
Hardy
did
he? Nowhere else to go. The Hardys have nowhere else to go.
Why did
they have nowhere else to go?
So let me ask you this question too. I was telling Rage this. So Kurt Angle just won the TNA World Championship. If you go by TV, right? He just won it this past Friday. But he had that championship for almost 2 months already. So in the record books, he's a 50-plus day champion. But technically, he just won the championship. They got time for TNA and that bullshit.
They film their TV like 17 weeks in advance.
I'm a shit. How ROH have an event? How ROH have TV? And then, what, a week later, 2 weeks later, their show, when they came to Baltimore, what day was that? We didn't go. That was on Bryce, but that was on his birthday. So that
Bryce's
was
his birthday, so yeah, so it was the day after March 7th.
March 7th, okay? They did it on March 7th. That next, what was that, the 14th? That episode was on TV. TNA taped this shit over two months ago, and then they just now getting to that episode?
Yep.
Hogwash.
I don't fuck with TNA anymore.
You know you watch it.
No, I can't. I can't do it. You got your boy
Josh Matthews.
Hold up. They still got Samoa Joe on TNA wrestling. He on ROH every week.
And he's gone.
He's pulling a recruit.
The recruit joint.
Like, TNA has gone back to that same old bullshit that got them kicked off of Spike. With the stale-ass storylines, people who know they're not supposed to be champions.
Rage, don't be that person. Wait a minute. Rage, who wrestled... Who was the main event on TNA this past Friday?
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch.
Yeah, you watched it.
I didn't watch. You know what I watched on Friday?
Bellator.
No, I didn't watch that on Bellator. No, I watched my tournament games on Friday. That's what I watched CSI on Friday. I don't watch Bellator either. Bellator sucks ass. Speaking of which, you know Ken Shamrock and Kimbo Slice are supposed to fight in Bellator.
Oh, God.
You know that, right?
You know what? Only way I watch that.
You know, because their fight that was supposed to take place at in Strikeforce didn't take place, right?
How are you gonna sit there and say that TNA got kicked off of Spike because of stale storylines, and Spike is giving you with the company they own, Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock. Like, obviously the people at Spike do not have a great idea of combat sports.
Don't nobody want to see that shit. I've seen better celebrity death matches with Claymation on MTV than this bullshit they about to put on.
I don't think it's Spike TV, it's Bellator, because Bellator is always bringing these UFC hacks to main event their pay-per-views. Like
Who had Ronda Rousey? Someone had Ronda Rousey before UFC.
Strikeforce
had her. Yeah.
Strikeforce was, at one point, Strikeforce was better than the UFC. It was. I watched every single UFC event, Strikeforce event that they had on Showtime.
Tony C is a racist. He called me That Lee. That Lee.
That Lee.
Tony C, you are a racist.
That's racist.
He said That Lee. You are racist against Samoans, and you are racist against me. I don't like it, and I'm sick of it. You know what? Let's take another break for No, fuck it. We ain't gonna take a break. It's already 12:48. Fuck it. Alright, so you know what? We gotta get into Rage. You got a Rage Against the Machine this week?
One little thing. Just one. Short, sweet. The next nigga that I see on Facebook posting a sex tape of them, I'm gonna lose my shit.
The next one.
How many you watch?
I don't watch.
that means more than the first.
Is this in your ex-hamster account?
No, it's not in my ex-hamster account. This is in my fucking newsfeed on Facebook.
Who? That's it. Okay, so that's the friends you keep then. Those are your
friends. Not the friends that I keep.
But wasn't it you that on the rant some probably about a year ago that kept saying you wanted to see who was it? Ultra Sync? Well,
Chad's Ultra Sync sex tape? Yes, and I'm still looking for it.
Obsessed with part of the sex.
I've seen every fucking celebrity sex tape that there has been.
I bet you.
And I admit it. And I admit it. I've seen them all now.
See the Screech one?
Screech one was ugh. It was gross.
Did you see all the China's? Did you see all the China's one?
Yeah, I've seen all of hers.
Did you see all the major guns?
Did you see the size of the dick on China?
Have you seen Mini-Me's? Shit.
Yo, don't talk about Mini-Me because he in the hospital.
He's not. I'm not going to talk bad about him. What did he do?
I don't know. I just when Brian Troyer was in the hospital for something.
You know what?
Only when I think of him now, all I can think about him now is well, every time I think about him now, I think about when he was on what was that show? Used to come
to Real Life,
and he was pissing in the plants, riding that little scooter.
He was naked on the scooter.
I didn't bring this up for the third straight week. What is he talking about? But you know who?
2-8.
You know his tubes tape is like the worst. Hulk Hogan's tape is the worst.
Wait a minute, Reed. I'm sorry. I'm listening. Did you see Vern Troyer's girlfriend?
What does she look like?
I mean, wow. Okay. I mean, I just didn't expect that. Whatever. Okay.
Hulk right. Hogan's sex tape is the absolute worst.
He probably climb up on her and get lost.
The flashlight.
Okay, if they had a sex tape out of Drake or Chris Brown, who would you want to see?
That's tough.
Oh my god, are you just
really?
Oh my gosh, Reed. You just don't know what to say, how to respond. Oh my god.
Do you want me to lie?
What are you watching these sex tapes for? Hold up. What are you
watching? I don't know. I don't know why I watch them. I have no idea. I can't give you an answer. I cannot give you an answer as to why I watch them. I just watch them. I don't give a shit.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
At some point before, you know, I'm going to give Tony C. Hulk Hogan sex tape. I really am.
We already seen Tex on Tech Tate when he was rubbing that cocoa butter lotion all up on Brooke's thighs on that beach.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, that.
I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody. You can, and Tony C, you got to admit to that.
Tony C,
y'all
can say whatever y'all want. Him and Brooke got something going on, and I don't give a fuck who. I don't care.
It ain't no way in the world you rubbing up your daughter's in her inner thighs with some suntan lotion. I don't care.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Hulk Hogan is fucking. He's fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's girlfriend in this tape, and Bubba is in the house while they're doing it.
Man, you know Bubba probably fucking.
No, she did.
I got one. Ric Flair at his age now, a current Ric Flair sex tape, or Paul Heyman sex tape.
Oh god. Oh man.
Is that a hard choice, Rage?
I wouldn't want to see either. Are you going to make me answer? Or, like, do I have to give an
answer? You wouldn't want to see Paul Heyman come out in the thong? Be like, hello, lady. My name is Paul Heyman. And I am giving it to you tonight.
Just because you know what? How much of a slut he is.
No. A lot of those porn directors are like. A lot of those porn. I can see him, like, being one of them. Like them dirty old Jewish guys. That's like, that's right. No. Put your face right there so we can get a good shot of the. No, that's it. How old are you again? 18. Great. 18 years old. That bitch look 40. Yeah.
Just because I know how much of a slut he is, I'd look at Ric Flair's. And he is a slut. He is a slut.
Ric Flair don't know. Nah, I couldn't. I don't want to see him wrestle.
without clothes, without like a full body cast.
Look, he's coming to MTW. I don't know if you're going, mofo, but I can't deal with seeing the Crypt Keeper.
They're selling out of quick on those tickets too. People love Ric Flair, man. Like you
know
haven't
what, MCW, it don't matter who they send from WWE. MCW will sell out for people that want to see them. It don't matter who
I
mean, it
like,
is.
I actually kind of feel like, bad because they had
the dwarf shit.
Huh?
Talking about that?
No. It's a local Fed here, but they had I feel bad because I missed Demolition.
Oh yeah,
one of the best theme songs ever. By the way,
oh wait, hold up, no, let's get that Demolition theme song because that theme song. Oh my gosh, the power behind that. Let's see if we can get that.
Did I just hear him say, here comes the ass, and here comes the smash?
Hey, look. Hey, Rage, that's not what he said. He said axe, right? But they used to look like demonic. They look like demonic, like bears, like gay bears, like when they used to come out.
That's what they look like, dumb.
And then when Rage said what he said, right? Can you imagine that shit? They come out looking like they're motorcycle bears and shit. Here comes the ass, and here comes the smash.
Remember when they fucked up Tito Santana at WrestleMania 5?
Oh, they fucked Tito Santana up all the time. And he's gotten fucked up at every gimmick he's had. He got fucked up as Tito Santana, he got for El Matador, for part of Strike Force. Like every gimmick he's known to get his ass beat. Fucking Arriba.
Yo, by the way, you know who's pissed off that Kevin Nash is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Let me ask you a question. Is he at his Kevin Nash or is he at his Diesel?
Kevin Nash.
I think he's going to Kevin Nash.
So why the fuck they put Scott Hall in the Scott? Because he
that's really alcoholic. I was thinking about that. Why they
it's
didn't do that?
Alcoholic. It's because he's an alcoholic.
And they were rolling the dice. They tried to get those two in. Just Jake the Snake and Scott Hall. They tried to get them in
I was actually surprised when I heard he was going to get inducted since he got himself into that shit with his son.
I think his son should not be a member of the Bullet Club. But anyway, let me stop.
Do you have it seriously or no?
I don't, I might. Well, before I'm going to come back to this seriously. I wanted to play this. Alright, look, so we always talk about how wrestling is. I get tired of wrestling fans getting on people about shit being, like, scripted and people barking out over. Like, for example, I don't, you know, watch cable like that, but everybody knew about Bernice, right?
Bernice, yeah!
Yeah. She fucking learned. Everybody know it's scripted and everything. So, it was
this is a dangerous bitch.
It was a video of her and her husband and her son in therapy. And I just had to play that. Mute your phone. We're going to go on break. And then we come back. I'll do it seriously. We get out here because it's 1 o'clock. So let's go ahead. Dad.
So, as new clients, I just want to make it clear to you that this is a therapeutic comfort zone of openness and honesty. Okay, so let's begin. Jalen, how does it make you feel when your mommy and daddy fight?
It feels like my mommy and daddy don't love each other no more.
You know, there is a lot of distance between you two on the couch. Bernice, why don't you move closer to Jerome? That's better.
My daddy say they haven't kissed since their wedding day.
Is that true? Sometimes physical affection can do a lot towards making a child feel more comfortable. Go ahead, Jerome, kiss Bernice.
That's you!
Oh.
Damn, Bernice, what the hell, man?
Man, my allergies off the chain today. I don't even know.
Mommy, can I please see the song I wrote for you?
No, you may not.
Bernice, this is supposed to be a safe environment. Jalen, go ahead and sing your song.
This is a story of Bernice. She stays so bad, she smell like feet. Face so wretched like it just got beat. Breath so bad like I want to heat. You ain't right.
You think that's
going to need you to calm down.
Shut your ass down!
Let me tell you something, you little Gary Coleman lookalike. I'm going to put your big ass in a potato sack and throw you on the side of the bridge.
Bernice, you are setting a very inappropriate example for your family.
Shut up! You don't know my life!
Clearly this is not working. Let me just get my prescription pad.
Let's go. Got us in damn therapy like we the Hustlers. Oh, fat ass Mr. Rogers.
Wow. All right, everybody, we're back. We're wrapping up Freaks and Effing Geeks, episode 5. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat. Let's go ahead and get some plugs out. Rage, why don't you go ahead and plug, and we'll let Mofo, when he gets to that point, he can plug his show, and then when we come back, I'll finish it off.
So, this is Rare Ian Radio, and we got a lot of good shit coming up on this network. Starting tomorrow, it's the Mothership Show. That is The Rant with Double A, Tony C, and that old bastard with the satchel, Surfer. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And, oh, by the way, before I forget, leading into... No, that's next week. Sorry about that.
Fucking up.
So, Wednesday, we got an all-new... We got a new live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Bill and Dave. That's Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
What the fuck? Thursday. It's like you talking through a straw.
I'm not talking through a straw. Can I do the damn plug without you hitting
it? We can't hear you! We can't hear you!
You went to outer space.
It's not like he's fucking talking through a can. Like a damn little rascal or some shit. You old buckety looking motherfucker.
I can never get through this without him talking.
Can you talk clear? We cannot hear you.
I can talk if you shut the fuck up.
You sound like you're in jail, like we talking through glass. Come on now. Am I the damn Chinese carryout? Or am I on the damn... Look, just go ahead, Rage. We'll make do. Go.
So Thursdays at 7. And,
Thursdays at 7, we got the Rex Plus with Rex.
That's what I was saying. And Mofo, go ahead. Who's yours?
Okay. This is the Awful Magic from Rant and Wrestling. We are here every Thursday night. You get the John, this one's for Surfer, the John Cena moveset of podcasting with Your Time Is Up, My Time Is Now, Pootie KD, Hustle Loyalty and Respect, Rob Attitude Adjustment, Thug Life, this is Basic Thugonomics Doomsday, and myself, You Can't See Me, Mofo Magic, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. And this week we are doing a WrestleMania booking special. Spoiler alert, there's a new WWE champion.
Okay, wait a minute. You missed a move. You only gave us 4 moves, I thought.
Yeah, that's all. The punch and kick don't matter. I wanted to do the second leg rope drop kick, so honorary one to Lee Champion there, who sent us on the show. Yeah.
That's the best one. All right.
Friday, we may have a
Rage, we cannot hear you, Rage. You and your family dial a mic. Fix that shit. Come on now, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
There he goes.
Now
there he is.
And now he gone. See, this shit I deal with every week. This is the fucking shit I deal with every week.
That was it. That was his last breath. Like,
you know what? I got it, because he's being ridiculous. All right, so we got Rex.
I was talking. What are you talking?
But you know what? Of course, it's everybody else's fault, right? This isn't Rage's fault. This is everybody else's fault. He doesn't realize that nobody can hear him right now, even though I'm sure he's talking right now, but nobody can hear him. He thinks I'm talking over him, but he doesn't realize no one can hear him. Just you know why?
I agree.
Oh my god.
Rage, do you have your shit together? Okay, we're just gonna go. We've been planning this show for 6 months, half a year. He still can't get his shit together. That's why you have no job. That's why you're not booked.
How did you not get a job at Chipotle? All you gotta do is scoop chicken.
He can't do that right. He can't do that right.
Just scoop some rice. They put you on the rice station. You just scoop and put it in there. That's all you got to do. It's one motion.
Corky from Life Goes On could keep down a job. Rage can't hold down no job. He can hold up that damn wall that he leaned against Snorlax ass. throw his head. He should cosplay a Pokemon. Look, somebody should choose his. Motobi choose his fat ass, though. That's the thing. Motobi choose his ass.
Maybe he should have went to. Maybe he should have went to Chipotle wrapped as a burrito.
No, 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 no. That's what it is. Look, he come out surf his bag and shit. Surf bag.
Hey, Rage! Rage, I choose you!
He'd be like a stubborn ass Pokemon that won't go back in his ball like Pikachu. He'd be like, he refuses to go back in his shit.
Stop. I'm gonna walk with you.
Oh my gosh, fucking Rage. Anyway, alright, so both of you plugged yours. We got Lex. Lex Podcast. And I don't have my shit up just because.
No, I know this offhand. Lex Podcast happens on Friday nights. On Saturdays, do wrestling call-in show with William Morgan. It is a call-in show about wrestling.
Oh, wait. You got to do this. We got to do what's coming on this week because this week is a special week.
So this we are doing WrestleMania week. Okay.
Yeah, this Thursday we have the Lex Podcast, The Road to Santa Clara.
Yeah, video and photos straight from the source.
Then we got y'all. This is all this week, all Eastern Standard Time. We got Rant Wrestling, WrestleMania booking special, like you said. Then Friday, we're going to have Surfer with his fun show. That's going to be live. That is going to have plenty of time to talk about all the stuff that he does fun. Foot soaks, chicken spreads, you know, playing Magic the Gathering and watching, what's that thing he watches on, some show he watches on ABC. I forget what it's called.
Blackish?
No. It's one of them Grimm. Grimm, yeah, that's it.
Oh, Grimm, oh, okay.
At midnight, you can join me and Rage again for a live episode of Freaks and Geeks. We're going to be live. Hopefully, Rage will have his shit together by then. Then Saturday on the 28th at 1 p.m., you're going to have the Rant Wrestling replay. So everything you heard at 9 p.m., if you missed it, you'll see here at a replay will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
We go through everything. Evolve, Ring of Honor, we're doing everything for that weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. 5 p.m. Rant AM roundtable. We'll find out who is gonna be on that panel. But it's gonna be the legacy of Vince McMahon that's gonna be live. The Hall of Fame is gonna come. I don't know what time the Hall of Fame is. That 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Comes on 8 o'clock, and it's live on the network. So actually, I think they're showing it live on the network. They're showing it in its entirety.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely check that out. I'm going to watch that. Then 11 o'clock, following that, you're going to get the WWE Hall of Fame post-show live. That should be a lot of fun. That'll be from 11 to midnight. Okay? Then on Sunday the 29th, here we are, WrestleMania Day, 8 a.m., the Lex Podcast replay comes on. 10 a.m., followed by the Rex Plex Podcast. At 12 noon, we're going to have – well, I'm sorry, that's going to be 11 or midnight, that start time for that post-show what is it called?
Call the Hall of Fame special.
Because we don't know how long it's going to run. Because you know how they get to start talking.
Especially they got Lanny Poffo doing Macho Man. Hulk Hogan is. But Lanny Poffo's going to be accepting. That could be a 30-minute speech in itself.
Macho Hogan trying to make that shit right between him and Macho Man's gone. Watch, I'm telling
Just like he did with the Warrior.
Yeah, he'll try to make that shit right. Now you see how his ass was sweating up there when Warrior was giving that speech? Anyway, let me do Sunday over. So Sunday the 29th, that's WrestleMania Sunday, 8 a.m. Lex Podcast replay, 10 a.m. the Rex Plex. At 12 noon, we have the Wrestling Call-In Show live with William Morgan. At 2 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks live. At 4 p.m., the Mothership, the Rant live. We have WrestleMania. That's going to be 4 hours. What's the pre-show? Do we know if there's anything? Is there going to be a pre-show for WrestleMania? Any type of
tag team title match? Tag team turmoil, probably. It's going to be at least Cesaro and Kid versus New Day, and I think El Matadores are going to be in it, and the Usos might be. I don't know, but because Jay is hurt.
I thought they were doing something with the NXT dudes.
The NXT dudes are doing a show the day before. They're going to have a little tournament, and whoever wins the tournament is going to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Okay, and on the Rant, they're probably going to call that match, that pre-show match. So tune in. That's always a lot of fun. So they'll probably call that match. And the WrestleMania is coming. What's that? 7 to 11. I'm thinking there's might. Hopefully there'll be a. There might be a run over. Who knows? But either way, we got the WrestleMania post-show. Shut up, Rage. Your chance and you fucked it up. WrestleMania post-show live, 2 hours, 2 hours long. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a 2 hours of just. Ranting,
complaining, breaking about
the beautiful this godlike individual Roman Reigns, hair flowing, championship gold.
Did you just say godlike? God is Paul Heyman. Show some respect.
Nah. Paul Heyman, God ain't bald. And
God is Paul.
He's gonna be, you know, that's probably what that's gonna be. So I'll be tuned in from 11 until 1. WrestleMania post show live. We have plenty to talk about. Just be here. This is going to set the stage for the next year of WWE. We want to see what happens. You know, I always view WrestleMania as a bookend. You know, this is a bookend of what's to come. And it really is not even really WrestleMania anymore. It becomes, it seems like the Raw after. So Let's see what happens. Let's see if they have Raw WrestleMania. Let's see if they try to fix anything they did wrong the next night. So we'll see what happens. Because, you know, they've been famous for doing that. They did that last year. And the reason why we love Roman Reigns, we love the man, Roman Reigns. And we love the fact that... You
know, say no we.
I love Roman Reigns.
We do. And Rage, fuck you. You know, we ain't speaking French. We love Roman Reigns.
You know we. I don't like him. I don't like that Bo Dallas-looking-ass motherfucker.
Well, while your man is over there cosplaying a UFC fighter, you know what I'm saying?
Cosplaying.
A UFC fighter, yeah, exactly. That's really funny. Anyway, that's it. So anyway, my seriously right here, I want to say it's not a complaint this week. It's not a complaint. It's something that I want to do, and it's really a tribute to the man Roman Reigns, who is he's truly real quick, and sorry, I'm getting so late. I'm so tired. Next Monday, the marathon replay from 6 a.m. We're going to play everything that happened that weekend. So that Monday, you can listen to it all again. Get on TuneIn Radio, download the Podcast Addict app or whatever you use to be able to, or just, you know, if you're at a PC, just log into Rant EM Radio, and you can listen to everything all over again. That awful podcast will air on Tuesday prior to the rant on the 31st. We will not be here next Monday night.
Yeah, we're taking a break.
That awful podcast won't be either. They're going to be on that Tuesday prior to the rant. So, you know, after you hear us on that at that midnight show, you know, don't look for us until another week. All right. But yeah, back to my seriously, everybody. Roman Reigns is a gift to wrestling right now. You know, man, they got Rage, I'm going to have to ask you to mute yourself, sir, or leave the room.
Fuck you!
Roman Reigns is a gift. Okay? No. We listen to a bitch about Roman Reigns on Wrestling CIS. Now you can listen to someone play the other side of this, okay? Oh, Roman Reigns didn't ask for this. And anybody, you know...
Take Roman's dick out your hands.
Rage, I need you to have a seat. Roman Reigns is... Help me out, Mofo, how great this man is.
Oh, God. Let's see. 2015 Royal Rumble winner. Did you see him single-handedly pick up the Big Show and Kane at one time? That's over 800 pounds of men that he picked up with his broad, broad shoulders. A Samoan Superman, if I've ever seen him myself.
Hoisted them up.
Certificate of authenticity from The Rock. Who else has that?
So what? John Cena did the same shit.
Break. Silence.
No, he did not. No, don't spout lies about Edge. Like, he weighed as much as Kane. That didn't happen.
John Cena did the same shit. It ain't nothing special.
He didn't. Roman Reigns. Edge hopped off of Big Show's back like he was playing piggyback with him. He wanted to get off.
I can't wait to see Roman Reigns come out with his hair tied back, have a nice suit on, all black suit, with that championship gold draped over his shoulder. Believe that. It's just going to be a beautiful sight to see. Brock Lesnar.
Superman punching dudes out of nowhere.
He's going to be banished from the WWE.
Michael's going to break his TV.
And I'm just looking forward to the Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns feud that's coming. I think it's going to be pretty good to see. And yeah, I'm fine with that.
And once he dispatches him, I'm kind of looking forward to the Reigns versus Rusev. That's what I'm hoping they do next. I think that's what they're freeing Rusev up for. I would love to see that.
The only way I want to see that is if Rusev wins. If Rusev loses, I don't. Why should I care about him?
Here's the thing, though, Rage. If you want to, and Alicia know this, Payback is going to be in Baltimore this year. They've already announced they already have the poster out on Ticketmaster. Know who's on the poster? That's right. Oh. The Samoan Superman himself. Oh, locked, fuck? Cocked, ready to rock.
Locked, cocked.
What are you so excited for Payback for?
Because we're locked.
My man's on the poster.
Right.
My man's on the payback. Poster.
Fuck Payback. Fuck it. Fuck that.
Don't hate because they don't come to Jersey. Don't hate.
They do come to Jersey.
Only thing we know that's in Jersey are trannies. And we know that from other. Let me stop. Anyway, that's my seriously. Look,
don't
we
get
about
pumped
to get
up
out
the ass again.
Whatever. All right, here we go. Rage, you got any final thoughts?
Not really.
Quick before your mic cuts out. No?
Fuck you.
Okay. Gently with a chainsaw. All right. Mofo.
Thank you guys for having me. I do appreciate being on the show. Call. Let me know anytime you want me on.
Yeah,
I'll be more than happy to.
You should be happy. You're the only guest on the show. Surfer dreams of that shit. Surfer dreams of this shit.
Surfer had a wet dream about it. He woke up. Big old mess.
I appreciate it. Tony C, I appreciate him. Shout out, quick shout out for calling in last week to our live show. Lee, quick shout out to him calling in last week for our live show as well. We also, of course, if you know me from Rant and Wrestling, we always say stay live, not jive. You guys definitely did the job tonight, so.
All right. So, yeah, Surfer, the pins couldn't handle it all. From not being able to, he had a dream, he called into the show, and the pins didn't hold up. Oh my goodness. Anyway, all right, I am Lee Chan.
Come on, don't be white.
You scared me, yo. Hold on. Look. All right. For Rage, for Mofo, I'm Lee. Thank you all. Have a good night, and we will talk to you again on Saturday at midnight. It'll be Saturday. That's Friday into Saturday at midnight for those that can't figure that out. Friday into Saturday at midnight after Surfer's Fun Show. Come check us out so we can trip so you can hear some more filth. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night. Papers.
Bye, bitches.